Hey, Bird.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I took a Zoom call, and apparently my Zoom call on my computer screwed up the clean feed.
Wow.
So now, here we are.
That's
on the phone.
That's a tough one.
Dude, and you know what the Zoom call was for? Work.
It's always work that screws up. Unbelievable.
By the way, we just confirmed that we're doing a football theater 1310 for the U.S. game on Friday with the Sweet Spot. So, just let you know.
Nice. It's very cool.
Yeah.
What time is that match kicking off on Friday?
2 o'clock. So 2 to 4.
Very nice. Looking forward to that.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Where are we at? Watched a video of an English man attend the Rangers game on Monday, and he didn't know the rules. So he says, I'm thinking of our four major sports. Which would be the easiest to most difficult to explain to a foreign guy?
I think basketball, for the most part, would be pretty easy. Hockey would be the hardest. I do agree that I think football may be a little no, because they're not used to it.
American football is so confusing.
Yeah, because if you continue to march down the field 10 yards, you get a first down. They may have to ask, what's the first down? If they know nothing about the sport.
What are the yards? What are those lines?
I think basketball, you're right, basketball is the easiest.
I mean, at the core of what it is depends on, now once you start getting into the rules and like, oh, well, why was that like flopping or whatever, versus, okay, the object is you have to dribble the ball with your hand. You cannot carry it. And then if you stop, you have to pass it to another player, and the goal is to get it into that little circle.
And you can't kick it.
Right.
And they're mad. Like, why can't you kick it?
That seems pretty easy to explain.
I think in football, like, you're dealing with, let's just say that there's a big play, and you're like, oh, wow, that's so cool. And all of a sudden, a referee comes on the screen and explains a penalty that you don't know what happens, and suddenly that big play turns into you back up 15 yards. And you're like, wait, what? What is going on? It's just, there's a lot of really weird things that happen in a football game that we take for granted that are normal that just aren't.
No, that's true.
Yeah, I think baseball and basketball would be above, and then football and hockey would be the two.
Because I think even if you're trying to explain soccer to someone who's not used to it, and they'll give you an offsides penalty because someone will score, but they wave it off.
Right.
It's like, what happened? He was offsides. What does that mean? Like, and I feel like that may be a little
behind the
difficult.
Defense.
But what? Huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you don't know any of it, it seems like if you follow along any sport, you at least have an idea of offense, defense, and parameters of game.
Are the ultimate object of the game? You know exactly what that is,
right?
But
right.
It may be a little difficult to explain.
Serious question. Okay. Where are people from other countries getting their money to come over here and spend a month in the United States, go to all these games, eat at all the restaurants, drink all the drinks at the bars? Most look younger, and I'd assume that the demo doesn't have the tens of thousands of dollars to spend. It's just weird. It doesn't make sense.
I think that too, but I wonder how much of this is people that maybe work from home or have a job. Like, my brother has been out of the country for 5 weeks now. He was out of the country when we had the compound. He's still out of the country, and he has not come back. You know, because he has a job that he owns, and he has his own kind of thing that he can do like
that.
You
just log on, and you can work.
If you needed to, yeah. He can check in on stuff when he needs to. Now, there are times where he has to be back in Austin for stuff, but he uses a lot of points and credit card points and things like that to get flights and hotels. And I wonder if there's a lot of that going on, or these people have a bunch of stuff where they're not necessarily paying. Yes, does it cost a chunk of change? I'm sure it does. But I do wonder, say, if you use your credit, like, hey, 4 years from now, the World Cup's coming to the States. All right, well, we'll pay on our credit card and rack up a ton of points, and then we can fly there for free, and we can get some hotel stays and stuff.
Maybe that is the case. I think it would have to be, especially moving around, because your team is not just in one place for the entire time.
Right.
You have to travel everywhere for that. So.
Boy, it sounds like, though, or it looks like, I agree with this guy, that it is a younger demographic. And it's either that or they're racking up a lot of debt, and they're just saying,
screw it. Could be. Sure. Where you go, well, it's going to cost us 10 grand. Cool, because I'll pay it off in the next 10 years.
I'll pay it all on my credit card, and
single.
I'll just pay it off when I
get
back.
Let's go. This will be badass.
That's how a lot of people do vacation here. So sure. I'm pretty sure it's some of that going on, definitely.
I wonder what the average cost is, though. Like, if you're coming in from freaking Senegal, right? Like, I mean, it's not even a place that you can just, in London, you can just jump on a plane and get over here. These countries are tiny and...
Right.
I don't know. It just seems really, really difficult for a lot of people to get over here. And the average cost, is it 10 grand, like, per person? At least.
I would think so, but, you know, they're probably renting cars. They're probably maybe just get one hotel room and all stay in that room.
Going to the games is not cheap.
Right. Then that's probably the biggest expense.
That's the other thing.
Yeah. Getting tickets.
How are they getting tickets?
I do not know. I've wondered that. I had a friend that I know that said he bought a couple of, I don't know what they're called, whatever they call the suites or the luxury seats or whatever they call them, whatever the terminology is the World Cup uses. And he was like, yeah, I'm looking to move them if you have anyone that wants them. And I was like, well, what are we talking about? He goes, well, for a pair, it's up there. I was like, well, what is up there? Like five figures? He's like, yeah. So $10,000 for, but again, these are the luxury premium seats for two seats.
God, dude.
It's a lot, but you know something that is four years down the road and you want to start saving your money because that's what you want to do.
It's just funny.
You try your best to prepare for it.
Because I thought, man, it'd be cool to go to a game and you look at it, no, never mind.
It will be cool, though.
Like in my head, I'm like, oh, a couple $100, that'd be cool. It's not a couple $100.
No. Okay, if myself and you guys were all standing in between the goalposts on one soccer goal, okay? So we're in the goal. We're playing, all three playing goalie.
Yeah.
Could you guys combine stop 1 out of 10 penalty kicks?
Well, I mean, if they kick it right at us, yes.
We could combine if we're standing there.
I think if we stand there, because they would anticipate, and then those goalies don't know how to stop them. They just dive to one side, and if it hits them, it hits them.
Man, but if
we don't
if
have
you,
to move, we have
I know,
to
but
move
saying,
the
but
outside.
But if that ball is coming at you, if they just kick it with all their might, you're going to stand there and block that thing? You're getting out of the way.
Stick your hands out there.
Dude.
It would hurt really bad.
Yeah.
You try to take it off your shoulder.
Your hands wouldn't get there fast enough, and then it'll hit you right in the nose, and it'll break it. And then you'll be writhing around in pain.
Well, you'd stop it with your nose.
Right.
Everyone would celebrate. 10, yes. Yeah, we'd get 1 out of 10. But I'm telling you,
dude,
if they're looking my way and they're going to fire that thing at me, I'm not standing in front of it. I'm out. So y'all can have it.
Well, and if they try to kick it up to the far corner or something, I'm not going to jump and try
to... Yeah, you can't do that.
Whatever.
Yeah, they can pinpoint it.
Like I'm saying, if it hits me and they just kick it to the right and I'm standing to the right, then I blocked it.
Y'all are the softest goalies of all time.
Yeah, I am.
If they're going to kick it at me, I'm going to get out of the way.
I'm not getting out of the way, but I'm not going to dive and try to stop a shot and see if I smash my head
into
the pole.
You don't have to dive because we're covering a third of the goal. You can
stand you know how big that is, and it's just us three. I'm telling you, that balls are going to go in because we suck.
Yes, but
all we got to do is stop one.
We're going to get an elite high school soccer player to try to make 10 shots on us, and I promise you we can stop 5 by literally standing our ground.
Okay, well, let's get FC Dallas involved and see how it goes.
Fine.
All right, I'm in. I'll do this.
I think it would be awesome.
Okay, somewhere I might have to call in sick that day.
We could 100% set this up. I think we could.
We proved like 20 years ago that we could score on a penalty kick on an FC Dallas goalie. We did that. Penalty kicks aren't that hard.
Man, that must have been before me. I don't remember that.
It was like 04, 05, 06,
okay. Yeah.
Something
it
like
can
that.
Be done. It can be done. I think we could stop 1 out of 10.
Yep,
now, Corby said
no
half.
Doubt.
On a high school kick. He said half against a high school guy.
You could get the best high school kid in the country that's going to play at an elite place and is going to definitely go play in MLS. We can find him, and he can hit it just as hard as an FC Dallas guy.
Yeah, when he's putting that thing in the corner, okay. If he puts it up in the corner single time.
Write this down. We will ask Brandon Aubrey at camp what he thinks. He played college soccer.
Yeah, get him.
Yeah.
Get him to do it.
We'll do it at camp.
Whip his ass.
Right.
Okay. Now here you go.
Would you would you guys trade Cooper Flagg for Brunson and Ananobi?
I'm going to say no because of the future and the age.
Yeah, I don't know if my mind can handle it.
And I don't know. We were talking about this the other day. As great as Brunson has been, you kind of wonder if Boston had beaten Philadelphia, would the Knicks have gotten through Boston?
Oh, yeah, they would have. Absolutely.
Man. Absolutely. They're the 2-seed. They would have had home court.
This team, man, they are on such a run or were on such a run. They were going to beat Oklahoma City. They were going to beat anybody.
They weren't going to beat Oklahoma City.
So, I think you have to watch them out there. There's no way they
would beat
Oklahoma City.
San Antonio gave them the series. I mean, yep. San Antonio easily could have won that
right.
in five.
San Antonio should have won that in five. I mean, you're telling they would have just absolutely guaranteed San Antonio wet the bed. OKC would have dog walked.
They won. You're crazy, Cal.
They would have dog walked New York, man. I'm telling you, that matchup would have been bad
without
for them.
Jalen Williams.
Yes, without Jalen Williams. That size would have been a little too much. They just wouldn't been able to compete with him.
Man, I think you are crazy. I think the Knicks were winning this no matter what against whoever they ran out there.
They had to come back from 29 down. They were down double digits in every single game. You're acting like they just went out there and just
smoked them.
Yeah, smoked them, and they didn't. Well, San Antonio's kicking themselves for not winning that series.
The Mavericks did the same thing multiple times in 2011, too. I mean, like, it's just that's part of the deal. That's part of destiny. That's part of a team that is just on a mission. That's that
you wouldn't have had
anybody
that.
And the Mavericks were going to beat anybody that year, too.
Okay, man, you're so confident.
What up,
bitch? I can't agree with that. I really can't, especially with the one this time. Because you wouldn't have had that youthful inexperience of San Antonio with OKC. They've been there. They know what it takes to win a championship. They wouldn't have made those mistakes. You're not coming back from 29. New York.
They wouldn't have shot 9 threes in a row in a 29-point comeback.
I'm telling you, New York probably played, seriously, 3 or 4, okay, I'll take that, 4 or 5 really good quarters of basketball. And that whole entire series, and they won it. Because San Antonio gave it to them.
I don't know, man. They're the better team. New York's the better team. You can't beat a team 4 out of 5 games and not say, I don't care. You're the better team.
Okay. Bitch.
Wait,
we'll just have to agree to disagree on that one. I don't think they were. New York had the lead 72% of the series. 72.
So that's and
they
lost.
That's my point.
Good
they gave
bitch.
It to them.
They don't have because they don't have a closer. No, they just. Oh, my God. I'm getting ready to explode.
Yeah, this is great.
San Antonio does not have a closer.
And that's one of their youthful mistakes that they made. Yeah, De'Aaron Fox played a terrible series. Wimby, when it came down to it, he couldn't knock down a shot in game 2 that would have won it. Clean look. Didn't knock it down. They escaped with that win. Down 29,
yeah.
And they made those youthful mistakes. The turnover off the back of Castle. Dude, they gave him that series. You can't
say that
was the better team.
The Heat gave it to the Mavericks then. Because
no, they didn't.
Hall of Famers. Oh, they didn't.
Totally different.
They're 15 with 5 minutes to go in game 2, and that
they came back with that one. But then after that, you didn't see another instance like that against in that series. As far as them having a lead, the Mavericks coming back, and they having that youthful experience. You didn't see anything else like that.
The Heat were up double digits in multiple games after that.
Okay, we'll have to check the facts on that one. I don't remember that being the case.
No, it was in the first half, and in the second half of game 4 or 5, they were down double digits again.
No, basketball is a game of runs.
Okay. If you say that's the case, but I just think this one was way different than 2011. I don't think New York was just this destined team to win it, because their path, whether you want to say so or not, you had to go through, you didn't have to go through Boston. You went through Atlanta, who won a couple of games, and it doesn't matter, you won a series. And then you go Philadelphia, who probably shouldn't even got past Boston. They were a seventh seed. You got through them, and then you had to go through Cleveland. They definitely weren't ready. That, I'm not saying the path was just the easiest I've ever seen, but you're not just going to sit here and tell me that San Antonio, they just, oh my gosh, they were just going to win that series. Dude, San Antonio,
You don't win 15 of 16 games in the playoffs unless you are the best team in the NBA. You just don't.
I'm just going to have to disagree with you on that one, man.
Because it's never been done except for the greatest team of all time in Golden State.
Sure.
It's never been done.
Who was the team that won 15 straight and then lost? There was another team that I think the Lakers team won. Or maybe lost the – I don't know. There's something. But, no, I understand what you're saying. But you cannot tell me that San Antonio gifted them a couple of those games. Gifted them to them. Where any other team that they're playing, especially a team with experience like OKC, wouldn't have handed it to them like that. They would not – I'm telling you, man, that series would have been way different if they would have played the Thunder. And their road was paved of, man, I'm glad we avoided Boston, and I'm glad we didn't have to go through a OKC.
Well, there's our first sports fight on the Birdhouse.
Wow.
All based on, would you trade Cooper for Brunson?
I know. We didn't even answer the question.
Wow. I tell you.
She's so mad at me.
I feel like I was Chris. Corby was Chris Rock, and I was Will Smith, and I just went up there and smacked him while he was on stage.
I'm going to, okay?
Okay. All right, so.
Oh,
all right. Fight night, huh? Coming up?
Yeah, fight night in August.
We'll settle it in fight night. We'll
and it's just, fight it's night. Just two guys with a microphone in a corner debating this whole series. You're not throwing any punches. All right, Corby, thank you so much. Thank you, P1s.
See you, boys.